It is time for our scam of the week. We do this every Wednesday at this time in conjunction with the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Indiana. And with that, without further ado, we bring on Nicole Thomas from the BBB. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
What great timing for our scam of the week this week. It's all about ticket scams and event scams. And I say that because slowly but surely, you know, concerts and big events are starting to come back. It's about time. But with that being said, what kind of ticket scams are we talking about? Like fake tickets that people get or online scams? You tell me.
Yeah, kind of both. So what we're seeing right now is a really sophisticated group of scammers who are creating fake ticket sites. And they look exactly like the regular ticket sites. You go to them, you click on them, you put your information, you put your credit card information, you get an email. It says, hey, you've got your ticket. You show up to the venue and it's fake. So, and the unfortunate thing is that you might buy a ticket today and your concert might not be until next March and you don't even think about it.
Right.
You get to the concert. And then you show up and your ticket's fake. So what we're recommending, obviously, the first thing is that we always buy the ticket from the venue. And that sometimes means extra charges and fees. But at least you know that those tickets are real and that you're going to be able to get in, right? Another thing that we're seeing right now is people selling tickets, even movie tickets, you know, $12 tickets. So I guess if you get to the movies and those tickets aren't real, it's not as big of a deal. But it really is coming down to these fake websites that look just like the real ones. And it might just be one thing, you know, HTTP, Ticketmaster.com. There's no S, you know, so you really have to do your research.
Wow.
You gotta make sure that you're looking and that you're not just clicking from a text message, or you're not just clicking from an email, that you're typing the direct address of Ticketmaster or whatever that venue might be, that you're directly clicking from there and not some kind of solicitation, because that's what happens. Those text messages and emails, you just can't trust them.
Is there any way to tell, Nicole, let's say I have the physical ticket in my hand, whether I printed it off or it's, you know, an email on my phone, is there any way to spot a fake ticket? Do we know?
Yeah. So one thing that we recommend is that you contact the venue directly. So give them a call and say, hey, I've got this ticket. Here's the number across the bottom. Can you verify that this is real? And most of them will be able to do that. Another thing, you know, if you can just go to the Coliseum ticket office yourself, purchase them directly from there. You've got them in your hand, handed directly to you from the cashier. You know that those are going to be real. So, you know, it just comes in this virtual world that we live in. Everything is, you know, on an app or text message or just show it on your phone. And so you just have to be really careful, because those types of things, those QR codes can be fake. And when they're scanned at the door, you're going to be standing on the outside of the football game instead of the inside.
Interesting. Good to know. And like I said, really good timing for this one, Nicole. We'll have to check back with you next week for our scam of the week.
Talk to you then.
Podcasts by Federated Media.